Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the centre of Cardiff, the capital of Wales. It's Sunday the 22nd of February and it's the first Sunday of Lent. I'm Sarah, I'm the vicar here at St John's and it's great to welcome you here to this service. Today we hear how Jesus was driven out into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. St John's is a growing community. As I mentioned, we're based in Cardiff, but we do have members of our community spread throughout the UK and beyond. Wherever you are based and however you're joining us, whether it's live or on the internet, on catch up, as it were, whether you're on our phone service, which is 24 hours a day, just dial Cardiff 02920 101565. That's 02920 101565. Whether you're on the phone, on the internet, it's good to have you with us. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's community, having time together with each other and having time with God. If you choose to put your first names and locations in the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we will try to welcome you personally. And that's exactly what Louise has done. She says, hello from Pontypridd. Now, there's no need to do it, or at least you don't have to do it. But if you do check in, as it were, we shall say hello to you and it acts as a sign of who we're worshipping with. But don't feel you absolutely have to. And sometimes people try and send us a message and we don't get it in real time. That's just okay. If you can, please stay with us right to the end of the service. You're going to see one mistake from me. Tell you about it when we get there. And obviously we'll have the pleasure of Reverend Heather's sermon, and very good it is too, and a chance to pray together. So who do we have online here today? Well, first up was Oscar. Hello, Oscar. He says, good afternoon, everyone. We say good afternoon back to you, Oscar. Great to have you with us. And then Addy joins us somewhere between here and just the other side of Newport. Not so very far away, but far enough, really, in some senses, to make it difficult for Addy to get to be with us every week in St John's. So it's great to have you on the live stream. Addy says, hi, everyone. It's dry with blue skies here this afternoon. Yes, it is. Much needed, she says. And I would agree with that. It almost looked a bit like spring today, didn't it? It really did. Richard joins us as well. Richard from Cardiff. Good afternoon to everyone. Good afternoon, Richard. Lovely to see you. Hopping across the sea from the United Kingdom to Northern Germany, we have Bjorn. He says, hello, Cardiff. Greetings from Lübeck, Schleswig Holstein, Germany. Quite so. I hope everyone's fairly all right. Back to normal weather here. Rain, rain, rain. Yep. Sorry about that, Bjorn. All the rain. I'm glad, though, you had some very cold weather for 10 days or so. And although it was chilly here, I have to say we were thinking of you because it was cold. So I'm glad it's raining rather than all the big chill you had for a while there. We've already said that Louise has says hi from Pontypridd. Hi back to you. In fact, even Prenhandar and Shemai, Louise, to you. It's great to have you with us. Paul joins us from sort of northeast of Cardiff, Pontprenai. Paul Roberts. Hi, Paul. Great to have you with us. Laura joins us. Shemai from Riverside. Hi, Laura. Great to have you with us as well. And Janet joins us. Good afternoon, she says, from Machindi. I don't know if I got that right. I got it right the last time, didn't I? But I'm a little slow of brain today and I may not have got that right. But Janet, it's very good to have you with us. And it's good to have all of you with us as well. I want to say hello to Ruth, who joins us on Catch Up as well. And it's great to see you and hear your news, Ruth. Once again, a very special welcome to you if you are listening on the phone. So hello to Iris and to Jane and some of Jane's friends. Hello to Ivy, Marilyn and Helen. You are all welcome. Before we go any further, I just want to say what a privilege it is to connect with each other week by week through the internet. There are many bad uses of the internet, but it's good to gather here today. So in the midst of this world with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for the first Sunday of Lent. It's read for us today by Evan, our treasurer.
Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit. And as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And now we come to today's reading and my mistake. For the first time in, I think, I don't know how long this has been going, 5 years, maybe six, probably five, I don't know, I have to work it out. But from the first time ever, I've got the wrong reading recorded. It is the right situation. So it should have been Matthew's telling of Jesus being driven out into the desert to be tempted. What I've lined up for you is Luke's version. It's very, very similar, but I need to put my hand up and tell you this, partly in case some of you knew it was Matthew and you're a bit, why are we hearing Luke now? But also, you may have thought Reverend Heather had gone a bit doolally, because I think in her address, she's talking about Matthew. She may even mention one or two sentences that are not in the reading we're about to hear. Mea culpa. It is my fault. I'm terribly sorry. I spotted it about 10 minutes ago. Too late to change anything. So today's reading should come from the Gospel of Matthew. However, ours comes from the Gospel of Luke. They are both about Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. Let's see how we go.
A reading from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I will give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered him, It is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, He will command His angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, It is said, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time.
That was Ruth reading Luke. If Heather references Matthew, you know whose fault it was. Here's Reverend Heather with her address.
On this first Sunday in Lent, we're brought to the wilderness. In today's Gospel, immediately after his baptism, Jesus is led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. The same Spirit who descended like a dove now leads him into desolation. Lent is not an accident. Wilderness is not a detour. The Spirit leads Jesus there, and the Spirit leads the church there too. Jesus fasts 40 days and 40 nights, echoing Israel's 40 years in the desert. The wilderness strips life down. When comforts fall away, we meet ourselves and God without distraction. Few of us choose wilderness, yet most of us encounter it. Grief, illness, uncertainty, spiritual dryness. Lent doesn't create the wilderness, but it teaches us how to inhabit it faithfully. The tempter first says to Jesus, If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. The issue isn't bread, of course, but trust. Jesus answers with Deuteronomy, One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus refuses to use power to satisfy himself. The temptation for us is similar. When we feel empty, will we trust God or grasp at immediate relief? Lent's practices, fasting, prayer, generosity, help us discover what truly sustains us. Next comes a religious temptation. From the temple pinnacle, the devil urges Jesus to force God's protection. Jesus replies, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. We also want guarantees, visible proof, outcomes on our terms, success as evidence of faithfulness. But Jesus refuses to manipulate God. He trusts without spectacle. And much of Christian life is unsensational. In quiet faithfulness, God sustains us. So Lent invites us to relinquish the demand for signs and rest in trust. Finally, Jesus is offered power without suffering, authority without the cross. He responds, Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. The temptation is allegiance to lesser things, success, reputation, security. Throughout this experience, Jesus trusts, refuses to test God, and worships faithfully. Because we are united to him, his pattern becomes ours. We may face hunger, doubt, and competing loyalties. Jesus answers temptation with scripture, and this is why Lent calls us deeper into the word. So that when we are pressed, trust emerges rather than panic. The first Sunday of Lent calls us not to admire Jesus' wilderness, but to follow him. Our disciplines, fasting, prayer, generosity, are not ends in themselves. They expose false securities and teach us again to pray, Your will be done. And when we fail, we return to grace. The Spirit who led Jesus into the wilderness leads us too, not to abandon us, but to form us. Beyond the wilderness lies the cross, and beyond the cross, the empty tomb. But we begin that journey here.
Well, thank you, Heather, for your address. And thank you all for your forebodance that we got a slightly different version of the reading that she was talking about. It did seem to all make sense, though. And I loved Heather's address, I have to say. While we're talking, I want to welcome Alicia. And so I want to say buenas tardes to you, Alicia. And it's great to have you with us. We come to our part of the service now where we are having our intercessions and we have promised to pray with and for each other. Here's a reminder while we gather our thoughts of those promises we have made.
Hi, my name's Laura and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Tayo and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
And so, let us bring the concerns of our world and the concerns of our own hearts into God's presence. We thank you, O God, for all the blessings of our lives. We thank you for those who love and care for us, for this world you have made us, for each of us in this community of St. John. We pray for us individually and for us as a church, that we may love what you have made and show your love in the world. We pray for all those who feel oppressed or who are concerned by the presence of strong foreign powers. We pray for those who do not trust their own governments and who are under threat from them. We continue to pray for the people of Venezuela and Greenland. We pray for the people of the United States at this turbulent time. We pray for the Uyghurs in China, the people of Hong Kong and Taiwan and Tibet. We pray for all who have celebrated the Lunar New Year this week. We pray for the people of Palestine, Gaza, Israel, the Holy Land. We pray for peace. We hold before God the people of Iran, and all people who live under the threat of violence. We pray that we might be peaceful people and long to see justice in your world. Hear us, O God, as we pray for those who have asked for our prayers. And especially we pray for Susan Hamer, for Sylvia and Marilyn, Jan, Phil, Leah, Sam, Sue and Sophie. We pray for Debbie's father, Jeffrey, for Snow's Uncle David, and for Ollie's grandmother, Jan. We pray for Celeste's grandfather, Bill, and for little Sophie. We commend to God and remember Jean Wason, who died recently. We pray for Tony and all who mourn Jean. And we commend Addie's friend, Hilary, to God. And we pray for comfort for Addie and for all of Hilary's friends. And in a short time of quiet, we offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we say the Lord's Prayer together in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for being with us today and for each of you being part of this community of St. John. As usual, there's evening prayer each weekday at 5 o'clock this week on Zoom. If you'd like to join us, let me know. I'll send you the codes. There's the Friday 12 noon Eucharist in St. John's as well. And next Sunday, we'll be at St. John's at 10, on the live stream at 4, on the phones at 5, and back in St. John's for Evensong at 6. Thank you to Heather for her address. Lent is not an accident. Wilderness is not a detour. Thank you all for being with us. However you join us, it's great to have you with us. And each of you is very much part of our community. As this is LGBTQIA History Month, here's a prayer for all of us, really, straight and gay, however we are in our sexuality and our gender identity. God of community, encompassing all that was, that is, and that can be, who brings to birth each precious being in your creation, we thank you for our capacity to love and for your love poured out on us. We pray for your blessing on our LGBTQIA community. May our common life be enriched by their presence and blessed by their gifts. Grant us grace and humility to heal past hurts and transform us, that together we may take our place in your kingdom. Amen. And so here's God's blessing for each and every one of us today. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for being with us today. We wish every one of you a gentle and blessed week. We'll end, as ever, with some photos, which Heather largely took for us today. I snuck one in of Heather taking a photo of Stephen and Joe, because as Heather is usually behind the lens, we rarely get to see her after the service. I hope you have a good and gentle week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog chi.